Joining us now are two Green Bay Packer fans whose work, beginning with painting murals on fences surrounding the stadium, has made them even more a part of the pack. Spencer Young is a graphic designer and artist from Shiocton. Zane Statz is a graphic designer and painter from Green Bay. Together, they've been painting murals on fences surrounding Lambeau Field for years now. They've been dubbed the unofficial Packers artists by the Green Bay Press Gazette. Spencer, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
And Zane, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, let's hear the story. You're both fans. Obviously, you're both artists. Spencer, how did you end up painting these murals on Lombardi Avenue?
It's quite a funny story. I actually left my job. It was an office desk job, and just it wasn't for me. You know, it's fun working on the computer, but my real passion was painting, and I pursued this dream. And fortunately, a month went by, and Zane called me and said that there's an opportunity to paint the Packers fence, and I thought he was lying to me at first, because I remember growing up, and that was the one thing I remember was Chris Handler, the previous Packer fence painter, doing that every year. And I just told myself, man, that'd be so cool to do. And here we are. I mean, I'm living my dream right now.
And Zane, this is a lot of pressure. This is something that basically every single Packer fan is going to come in and see on game day, much less the rest of the week. Did you feel a lot of weight on your shoulders when you did that first mural?
The first one, a little bit, just because I only had 2 weeks notice to actually paint that fence. So to come up with a design and then execute it was under 24 hours. We painted in one day. But then to do that 2 weeks before we had to do it was a little nerve-wracking. But, I mean, the first year we feel like we knocked it out of the park. And then every year after that it just got a little better.
And let's get the dimensions of the fence, Spencer, because I think people might think a fence, oh, there's a little thing along the side. This is big.
It's a large fence. If I remember correctly, it's about 66 feet long and 6 feet high.
So that's huge. How, Zane, do you plan out something like that so it's, you know, well-proportioned at that length?
Yeah, I mean, we both kind of have our own little methods that we use. Spencer uses, like, a grid. I usually use stencils that kind of are printed in large format, so I didn't know that my proportions are accurate. But it's just each year we kind of perfect our work ethic and do the best thing we can to make sure we can paint this in one day.
And Spencer,
so, I mean, go ahead.
Oh, why does it have to be one day, Zane?
That was the request of the fence owner the first year, and we kind of saw it as a challenge, and we just want to kind of keep doing that same challenge every year, because that Saturday before the first game is just one huge party down there at the stadium. So if we can kind of just get that energy from the fans and have a lot of fan stuff, that was just kind of it helps just have one big fun time.
And Spencer, there's a different theme each year. What was your theme for this season?
Well, I think the big giveaway was the 100 years you're celebrating. You got to go big, so... Just planning between Zane and myself and actually the owner of the fence, we decided that it would be cool to not only step it up, but step it up big. In previous years, we painted about two players on the fence. This year, we painted eight. So that was a challenge. I didn't think it would be done, but the only thing that sets us up now, we got to outdo this previous year's fence and come up with something better next year. So I'm kind of worrying about it, but I'm sure we'll be able to get something done.
Now, the fence has its own Twitter page. It tweets at Packers Fence. Zane, what kind of response online or in person do you get from the fans?
I mean, each response is unique, which is kind of fun to see. But, it's a lot of just appreciation and just fan camaraderie that you see on the social media channels. Just kind of seeing them interact and really appreciate kind of what we do. I mean, Spencer and I donate our time to do this. So then when we see all this fan reaction and how positive it is, it just kind of makes us feel good and just is good help. The whole organization and the Packers team as well.
And Spencer, I understand you've done other, both of you, I think, have done some other Packers-themed art. What kind of stuff have you done?
It ranges. It's totally random, actually, with the projects that I've done. Actually, this season I'll be painting, for sure, two Packer players' cleats for Week 13's My Cause, My Cleats. I've done work for other Packer players and then just Packer fans in general. So it's always keeping me busy.
And Zane, do you get responses from the team and the organization itself?
Yeah, we have. I mean, this year Mark Murphy stopped down at the fence and talked to us for a few seconds, kind of just saying how you appreciated what we were doing. So that's pretty huge to see that and hear that from the Packers president. But yeah, I mean, players reach out and it's just a good response kind of from everyone.
Spencer, this is like an artist's dream canvas. You're doing something that a lot of people are going to see. Is it going to be hard to top this? You're young. You've got a long artistic career ahead of you.
Yeah. Each year, right before we paint the fence, I just say to myself, like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? And each year we just manage to, you know, make something epic, you know, and each year that's our plan and that's our intention, is to make something that the Packer fan community will love and appreciate, and hopefully more people become Packer fans because of it.
And Zane, what is it like for you as an artist being able to combine your two loves, the art and your Packer fandom?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a dream come true. It's kind of what everyone would hope to do, especially at the scale that Spencer and I are doing it. So we really love it. We hope to keep elevating that bar each year and kind of seeing where this takes us. So, I mean, it's great.
Spencer, you mentioned that you're already thinking about next year. I'm sure you don't have it locked down, and you wouldn't want to tip your hand too early, even if you did. But that said, what are you looking at for inspiration? Is there a moment? I think there was a Hail Rogers theme a couple years ago. I'm assuming that was inspired by one of his Hail Mary passes.
Correct. That the Hail Rogers fence was inspired by the previous game with the Motor City Miracle. So it had to pay homage to that. And then coincidentally, that was the first home game opener was against the Lions. So it's kind of a little burn on Lions fans there and have to relive that moment when they come to Lambeau.
And Zane, leave us with some thoughts on your Packer-themed art. Leave a message for your fans who are watching your murals each year.
No, I kind of appreciate everyone that stops out when we do these big fences. It goes a long way. And, yeah, we just keep the hope bringing new designs down there on Lombardi Avenue and keep elevating the fan experience.
All right. Zane, thanks. Good luck to you and to the team, of course, this season.
Yeah, thank you.
And, Spencer, thanks a lot for joining us in our studio in Green Bay.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate your time.
We've been talking to Spencer Young, graphic designer and artist from Shiocton, and Zane Statz, graphic designer and painter from Green Bay. You can check out their work, their current fence mural on Lombardi Avenue in Green Bay. It's across the street from the Lambeau Field Atrium. Spencer's work can be seen at foreveryoungdesigns.com, Zane's at zasdesigns.com, and on Twitter you can follow @PackersFence to see what that fence is up to this time.